broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is Hour 2 of 2, with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers. What are the peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips? We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As Dr. Scott Bradley would put it, our goal is to preserve the nation. Amen to that. Thus, his Collegiate series is available online to do just that, preserve the nation. FreedomsRisingSun.com is the website for his curriculum, for his weekly webinars, and a whole lot more. Check it out, FreedomsRisingSun.com. And speaking of the good doctor, he's in the house now. Welcome, my dear friend. I hope you had a delightful God, family, country-filled weekend, sir.
And I hope you and all of the listeners did, too. This is our first, by the way, I got to say this. I'll let it alone after this, but I got to say this. This is our first business day on daylight savings time. And, you know, I don't have anything against daylight savings time, and I don't have anything against standard time. I just wish that we quit letting the government dink around with our lives so constantly about things that make absolutely no sense at all. Now, it's like the wise old chief said, you can't cut a foot off of the one end of the blanket and sew it on the other end of the blanket and make it longer. It's just not physics. People tell me, you know, Ben Franklin thought about this idea clear back in the 1700s, and you love Ben Franklin, and so therefore you must love this. I say, you know, Ben Franklin was mortal. And if this was one of his mistakes, it's okay if it's his, but we don't have to continue to perpetrate it on everybody. I just wish they'd quit dinking around with it, leave us alone, quit trying to say the government is control of everything. You know, when I was young, I worked on a couple of different dairy farms. The cows didn't know the difference in the time. They just didn't. And so just to shoehorn us into some kind of something that has no absolute value ultimately, we do it. And we think it's just fine that the government can mess with our body rhythms every time. And again, I don't care. Pick one.
But I do care, though. I would support standard time. I think moving to daylight savings time is a government manipulation. Let's just quit moving forward and let's quit moving back. Let's just stop doing it. And if you stop doing it without making more changes, you'd just be on standard time, right?
Well, let me just say this about that, now that you bring that up. God's time is standard time. Okay, now you say, what? How do you understand? How what? Now, and I teach kids how to tell time using the Milky Way. It's not the Milky Way, the polar star, North Star, and the Big Dipper. And you can tell time. It takes just one slight adjustment mathematically to change it when it comes to daylight savings time. But it fits perfectly when you do it with standard time. Standard time is what the heavenly stars, if you will, manifest to us constantly. And when we change it to daylight savings time, you do have to make one last adjustment to bring it into that daylight savings time that is locally recognized. So, yeah, you can tell time by the stars. You can do it by lunar also, but that's more complicated. But by the stars is a very simple process. And if there's a standard time, it is that time. And so, yeah, okay, let's leave it. I'll go with that. I'm happy with it.
And so my logic is, why spring forward and then say, okay, we're going to quit tampering with it now? Why not just stop going forward, stop going back, just quit doing it, and just stay on standard time? Now, if you want to say we have too many time zones in America, or if you want to do something, you know, fine. I'm for simplifying even more.
Well,
okay, but people are telling you why this daylight savings time is unhealthy, though. This changing back and forth. Literally, we have more lives lost. We have great expense. I mean, there's just no advantage at all. It poses a host of health concerns. It's not healthy. Neurologists explain this stuff.
By and large,
it goes on and on.
We have the same number of different time zones, by and large. I mean, there's some that don't change. But by and large, the same number of time zones across the nation. And by the way, it's interesting to note that nobody cared about that kind of stuff until we got a transcontinental railroad that said we've got to have a time that the trains can run on so they're not bumping onto each other. And so they set up these regionally segmented time zones, and that was to keep the trains, you know, from, like I say, bumping into each other. But the fact of the matter is, historically, you looked up in the sky and you met them on the street at high noon, or you didn't, you know. And so it's really an interesting phenomena that we mess with body rhythms and everything a couple of times a year, and then we do it again each time. It's just strange to me. So anyway, probably enough said. Ben Franklin messed this one up if he was an advocate of it. But it wasn't a major issue when all the other good that he did too. By the way, Ben Franklin was probably the most preeminent American of his era. He was the face of America, if you will. He was known in Europe as being an advocate of our cause. He spent many years abroad advocating that. And by the way, that's one of the reasons we have a phrase in the Constitution about the president's qualifications, because Ben Franklin, on numerous occasions during the Constitution Convention of 1787, because he had been absent from the country so long, had to be brought up to date often on issues that were issues, literal, you know, on the table issues. He said, whoa, wait, what's that going on? And they had to tell him, here's why this is something that's important. His being out of the country had kept him out of touch. And that's why the president has to be in touch, not only a natural-born citizen, but has to have lived here and an extended period of time. So anyway, that isn't, I'm sure, where you wanted to go.
Well, hey, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. So the time for daylight savings time is long gone. Even if you could justify it back in the day for the railroad or whatever else, it's long gone, ladies and gentlemen. And the hazards of daylight savings time persist. Okay, that's what you got to know about it. I say we go back to standard time and leave it alone.
Well, that's what the stars tell us. That's what the cows tell us. I mean, the natural rhythms of your body and the, you know, it's just amazing. And we think the government gets to basically set everything for us, including our watches. Crazy. And tell us how much water can be in our toilet tank and what kind of light bulbs we can run and, you know, whether we got to be in a propaganda school so many hours a day or whatever. I mean, every single aspect of our lives is dictated. We're in a Mother May I society, and it's absolutely absurd, and it just isn't necessary.
All right, there you have it. Some call it springing forward but taking two steps back. Is daylight savings time a hazard? A neurologist explains the dangers of daylight savings time. You know, but again, here's the problem, too. If government can't even get daylight savings time gone, how likely is it that they can get a lot of the other things we need solved?
No. It's okay. They can fix these little viruses that wander about the land. I mean, don't you worry. Uh-huh. They're going to take care of you.
Oh, right. No thanks. I appreciate it.
No sarcasm there.
Leave me alone there. I just prefer to just be alone. But the neurologists explain the dangers of daylight savings time. We no doubt the time for it's long gone, and we also know the hazards of daylight savings time are legion, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know if you got wind of Matt Staver's article that he wrote talking about his court reality. So Matt Staver over at Liberty Counsel and others have been in court fighting government over COVID vaccines. And they've managed to accomplish a lot, Dr. Bradley. And so, for example, the government, Joe and crew, the administration, wanted to force us to wait 75 years for information on the vaccines. And Matt Staver and others said, we're gonna get it now. And the judge agreed. And the judge is ordered now starting March 1st. So what's that? You know, 2 weeks ago almost, right?
Yeah.
To go ahead and start releasing 55,000 pages a month. And then Matt Staver articulates out of the first 55,000 release or page dump, whatever you want to call it, data dump, we have learned that the vaccines they knew and they know are not safe or effective, and that they literally spent $1 billion in propaganda to the media to lie about this to we the people. It's criminal, and people should go to jail. This is beyond Nuremberg stuff now. All right? And so, anyway, we're gaining more information every second about the truth. And we were right all along. They called us conspiracy nuts. They shut down my Twitter account for reporting this. But we know now there are deaths and injuries through the roof. The VARS database, experts say, only tells, you know, hey, it's 20 times worse than the VARS database even articulates. But this is serious. And the amount of illnesses and side effects and everything else from the vaccines literally are over 1,000. Even in this first data dump, we gained all this knowledge and information, ladies and gentlemen. But when we get back, I want to talk about Hailey Bieber. Yeah, supermodel was hospitalized. It's Justin Bieber's wife. I'm going to tell you about it, and we're going to do it in seconds. They're starting to omit information now because they know we have the truth and the upper hand on our side. We'll talk about it with Dr. Bradley in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The propaganda by the media continues, ladies and gentlemen. So basically, sources told TMZ that the wife of superstar musician Justin Bieber, her name is Hailey Bieber, she's a supermodel in her own right. She's only 28 years old, and she was admitted to a Palm Springs hospital after suffering what they call a medical emergency. Bieber's symptoms included neurological issues that affected her movement, which typically presents in older people, TMZ reported. Bieber posted a statement to her Instagram, which read, "On Thursday morning, I was sitting eating breakfast with my husband, and I started to have stroke-like symptoms and was taken to the hospital. They found that I had suffered a very small blood clot in my brain, which caused a small lack of oxygen. But my body had passed it on, and Well, I recovered completely within a few hours, she says. Although this was definitely one of the most scary moments of my life. Hey, we're making it through. I'm home now and doing well. All right. Now, they say that a lot of people develop what's called long-haul COVID, wherein neurological and other major bodily organs realize the effects and have symptoms for years. Anyway, it goes on. But here's the reason that I bring this up, Dr. Bradley. They don't say a word about her being vaccinated or not. And I don't know for a fact if she's vaccinated or not because the media has not really reported. But she and her husband did go to an event that claimed that they required vaccines for her to be at that event, and she was there. So we have kind of circumstantial evidence that she is vaccinated. But here's what's fascinating. Barack Obama got COVID, even though he was vaccinated, and he was boosted, and he was everything else. And they say, yeah, you know, Barack got kind of sick, but he's doing fine. The symptoms are very mild. You should go get vaccinated. However, when this Hailey Bieber story comes across the wire, they don't say a word about her being vaccinated because it's most likely the vaccine that caused this sudden rush to the hospital, doctor. They don't want to admit this. And this is where they're lying. But when you read Matt Staver's 55,000-page summary dump of data, you begin to understand it's almost assured that vaccines had the effect on Hailey Bieber. Very interesting. You want to comment on this, doctor?
Just briefly. I mean, so they just recently celebrated Justin's 28th birthday. She's only 25, which kind of it, what it really kind of does is it brings to light the risk of the younger set to get these kinds of things. And again, had she not been vaccinated, I'm pretty confident they would have said, yeah, he had symptoms, she got vaccinated, everything's cool or whatever. But she did have these symptoms. This is very, very common. An individual that I have as a very, very good friend, he tried and tried to get his son, which is in about that age group, to not get the vaccine. The son said it was required for his work. He got it anyway, and he is having these neurological problems now. Actually, his biggest problem is inflammation of the heart, which is another common problem. And it all goes back to this effort that they made to, for 75 years to keep this information from us. The little bit we've got right now so far indicates unequivocally it was absolutely a flat-out lie to say it is safe and effective. First of all, they hadn't done enough testing for a long enough period of time to even know the short-term consequences, let alone the long-term consequences. And the effectiveness of it has proven to be maybe 5%. When Barack Obama says, oh, yeah, I was vaccinated, but I got a little case here. Is he lying to us? I mean, he's never lied to us, I'm sure. But is he lying to us? That has to be a question mark in everybody's mind. Maybe he didn't get the vaccine. Maybe somebody in his inner circle said, you know what, this is so questionable, we're going to kind of say, let's hold off for a while until we got more information. We don't know. But the fact of the matter is, if he is vaccinated, as he says, it shows that it doesn't stop you from receiving it or from spreading it. It is not safe or effective. Absolutely, they cannot claim that evidentially. There is no evidence that would support that. And the 55,000 pages that is being released, and they do it every month. Why do they put it all out at once? Is it like we... You know, they don't trust us.
No, because they got to redact and redact and redact. And that takes a lot of time there, doctor.
Oh, I'm sure. But this thing, let's talk about the VAERS thing now. You talked about it.
All right, hold on. Before we get to the VAERS thing, so really quick, I'm saying with Hailey Bieber, she was vaccinated, right? Did the jab cause these symptoms? They want to avoid that discussion like the plague. That's why there's no talk about it. But they do say that her husband got COVID also. So if he had the jab, then he got COVID. It didn't stop it for him either. And then, you know, now she's got these symptoms and everything else. I'm just telling you, folks, it's disaster. And all evidence points this way. And manipulation in the media in bed with government is the cause of Americans being so deceived on this. But we're setting the record straight. Matt Staver, Liberty Roundtable, many people in partnerships are doing so, including the VAERS database, doctor.
Well, this database that they've got is established by the government. It is the only source that we can go to that has a broad net that they're capturing this information in. So there isn't something else out there, but it is the government's established program. And so there is not one, not any, not anywhere study that has ever said that they are over-reporting. If people say, oh, no, it's not credible, it's over-reporting everything, say, where's the study? Show me the study. There is no study. No study whatsoever. It says they're over-reporting adverse outcomes. And when you look at it, the best studies that show that there's at worst only 1% being reported, and at best maybe 10% that are being reported. And so many people have adopted a factor of 41. Whatever number is there, if there's 22,000 dead, multiply it by 41. Okay, do the math on these things to get what is the best information we have. Nobody can say it's perfect. And it's probably way underreported, okay? But there's nothing that says it's overreporting. And so what we have is an unmitigated disaster going on using the government's own statistics. And this lie, it is a lie that it's safe and effective. And there is no justification for that, not in their initial data. And of course, this is dribbling out. They had, as I recall, like 9 pages, fine print of adverse reactions, different categories of adverse reactions that happened when they were first bringing it out to run it through a study. 9 fine print pages that said that, okay? They knew about this. They lied to us. They lied. People died. And probably the lucky ones in many instances are people that died. Because many people would be adversely affected for the rest of their life. I mean, this Bieber wife, you know, if she had a stroke when she's 25, for crying out loud, now the rest of her life, is she going to have, you know, this risk of something that's going to debilitate her? What about the Guillain-Barré stuff, this polio-like symptom of paralysis? What about inflammation of the heart? What about neuromuscular kinds of things? What about... I have to call it AIDS. It's acquired by the jab. Immune deficiency. It was acquired by immune deficiency. I mean, by the jab, because it gives you a compromised immune system. I mean, these kind of things will probably dog people for the rest of their lives. And for them,
well, and beyond, there's all, even in the research about the side effects and everything else, it affects the male sperm. It affects the female's ability to have children. They said that it had no relationship to the procreative reality. But now they're being forced to admit that, yes, indeed, there's a lot there, too. So this might be way beyond people's lives. This might be multigenerational. We don't even have all the goods in on this yet, Doctor.
Well, you're right. And by the way, he doesn't need me to advocate it because it has been a gangbuster success. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. put a book out, The Real Anthony Fauci. I must tell you, I've been going through it. Holy Hannah. It is not an easy read. It looks almost like a legal deposition. It's written edge to edge. It is meticulously documented with footnotes. Every single chapter has 100, 150 footnotes to it. Each chapter, we're not talking about the end of the book, has these amazing documentations that everybody can go do their own research on. And I am here to tell you that it has been diabolically foisted upon us, that has been many decades in its approach. And this approach to using this mRNA thing is, it's had some really, really bad outcomes in tests they've done in past decades.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. A quick pause, coming back with some good news as we switch gears to the great state of Alabama on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia needs help with its invasion of Ukraine and is asking China. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Monday morning says Russia could be at a tipping point if America stays strong.
If we could reverse course and actually send the fighters in, that would be a morale booster for the Ukrainians, and it would hurt Putin because it shows that we're determined to stay in this fight.
President Trump hasn't said for sure if he will run in 2024, but he's doing a lot of teasing about it. He held a rally Saturday in Florence, South Carolina.
Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world.
Five people experiencing homelessness were shot, two of which were killed in a number of attacks in D.C. and New York City that police say were committed by the same suspect. They are encouraging people who are homeless to seek shelters for their safety. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out?
Ah, come on. He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Pfizer says you should get a fourth COVID-19 shot.
Pfizer now plans to submit data to the Food and Drug Administration for a fourth COVID shot soon, and they say they're working on a vaccine that may protect against all coronavirus variants. Here's CEO Albert Bourla speaking on CNBC.
I think we're going to submit to FDA a significant package of data about the need for a fourth dose, and they need to make their own conclusions, of course, and then CDC also to see it. But clearly, there is a need in the in an environment of Omicron to boost the immune response.
Bourla's comments came exactly 2 years after COVID was declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A series of shootings targeting homeless men in New York City and Washington, D.C. were carried out by the same suspect, according to police officials. Five shootings have left two men dead, taking place over a nine-day period this month. The mayors of both cities issued a joint statement Sunday night saying a cold-blooded killer is on the loose. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, riding shotgun on the show today. All I can tell you is this. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey in the news. Kay Ivey signed on Wednesday a constitutional carry bill into law that allows permitless, quote, concealed carry in the Yellowhammer state. The new law will take effect January 1st, and it'll be the 22nd state in the union, ladies and gentlemen, that I guess has constitutional carry. You want to respond to this one, Doctor?
Well, we all got constitutional carry, actually, if you kind of read carefully what the actual wording is, shall not be infringed, okay? But, you know, it's interesting that there is a more broad and widespread, if you will, recognition that some of the studies that have been done about firearms, more guns, less crime kind of thing, to quote one of them that was done a number of years ago. And I've got a number of those things in the back of my book where we can do, you know, the, what's his name, McGrath and Lott, some of these guys that have done some real, they're very academic studies of firearms, and they have found the exact opposite of what the media would have you believe. And Lott, for example, clear back in 1998, wrote a little book called, it's only 321 pages long, More Guns, Less Crime. And McGrath wrote a book called Gunfighters, Highwaymen, and Vigilantes, Violence in the Frontier. What they found was that with more guns on the streets, there was, by and large, less violence. Everybody was a little more polite, shall we say, you know? So, yeah, these states are discovering that. It's absolutely astounding that some of them are actually adopting it.
And to your point, Dr. Bradley, it shouldn't be that KIV has to do anything at all. But, you know, and so we don't need another law telling us we can constitutionally carry when the, you know, Second Amendment does just fine saying thou shalt not be infringed. Sadly, though, you know what, due to reciprocity, due to, you know, vaccine, or, I'm sorry, gun permits and concealed carry permits and it's become necessary, though, to double down on this. And at least 22 states now and growing are saying, hey, we support constitutional carry. So it's a start, ladies and gentlemen, and I know it's, you know, we shouldn't even need it, but yet at the same time, it is good news when governors recognize it, to say the least. All right, the next yes, sir.
I was just going to say Article 4 of the Constitution, Section 1 and 2, would reinforce the idea that if I have a concealed carry, and again, there really shouldn't be necessary, but if they're going to do that, if I have a concealed carry in the state of Utah, Section 1 says full faith and credit shall be given to each state, in each state, to the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state. And then Section 2 says the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. So if in Utah I have a concealed carry, it should apply in California, but California doesn't see it that way. So,
yeah, there's like 38 states that accept the concealed carry permit from Utah, and you don't have to have a concealed carry in Utah anymore. However, many are recommending that you have one anyway, Dr. Bradley.
Well, I've been a concealed carry instructor for many years, and again, I know all the nuances and the arguments and everything else like that in regards to the Second Amendment overrides any of these other things. But I got to tell you, there's been so many times. Now, I guess I shouldn't have been pulled over as often as I have, but so many times when I've been pulled over by a traffic cop, that to be able to pull out the concealed carry permit has kind of kept the frenzy down a little bit. Although I must say that one time when I did show it to an officer, that exacerbated the problems dramatically. Well, not dramatically, but it kept me delayed a lot longer because of his fear factor. But at any rate, usually you show them both things and they say, are you armed today? And yes, I am. Of course I am, for the same reason you are. And we can have that kind of discussion. But the point of the matter is they say, well, where is it? I tell them and they say, okay, well, let's not make any moves that would make me think you're getting it, and we're all okay. But the fact of the matter is, this Second Amendment thing, it has been perverted by courts and legal opinion and the idea of legislative actions, everything. We go clear back to the Miller case in the 1930s and point out how that is cited erroneously. And basically what the Supreme Court decided in the Miller case was that the Firearms Act of 1934 made the rule such that if a firearm had ever been used in a military environment, it should be allowed to be carried. And the issue at stake with a short barrel shotgun that a couple of rum runners were carrying when they got picked up, and the whole thing. Don't need to go through the whole thing. But the Supreme Court said that because nobody appeared before them on the side of the defense to point out that short-barreled shotguns had been used militarily since their invention, that because of that, they had to assume they had not been used militarily, and therefore the government could regulate them. Just an absurd perversion of it, particularly since a couple of the Supreme Court justices had served in World War I and unequivocally had experience with short-barreled shotguns. They were so extensively used. But because nobody presented it in court that it had been a military firearm, they had to say, well, since it isn't a military firearm, the government can regulate it. That isn't how it's presented to anybody. They say
no,
that the
but the idea that we're going to assume something in a court of law, and then we're going to have law, or we're going to have manipulated, you know, pretend legislation, if you will, that kind of backs this, is foolish and wrongheaded as well, and sets, in my opinion, dishonest court case precedents against the supreme law, which has, in my opinion, all precedents. But there you have the debate, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the next terror wave against the U.S. is looming. WorldNet Daily, or WND.com, writes this incredible article. And they point to a couple of things to highlight that this terror wave is a-coming. First one, as the world focuses on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, others are now worried that China will copy Putin's playbook in Taiwan. The next terror wave against the U.S. is looming. This is very serious. Will China do this, do you think? We're only prepared to deal with, quote, one war at a time, supposedly. This could be disaster, Doctor.
We're not prepared to deal with one at a time. We have vacated our responsibility militarily for the proper use of the military, and we've undermined it at every turn, our combat readiness. Everything is being gutted by everything from sexual perversion and new regulations. Well, no, they're not regulations. They're taking them all off. Somebody wants to come in and do a gender modification. Hey, come on down, they say. Somebody wants to stay healthy. Oh, no, you got to take the jab, which we've talked about already today, about all the downsides to the young people. It's absolutely absurd. Oh, let me just use it is related to what you're talking about here. Did you hear about that guided missile ship that's being kept in port in Virginia? Because the commander of that ship will not take the jab. He's a young guy, 18-year veteran of the Navy. He's fit. He's trim. He's fighting lean. And the Navy is throwing a temper tantrum and saying this multi-billion dollar ship, this extremely high-tech, effective fighting weapon, is being kept in port because this guy has sued because he applied for a religious exemption. And, of course, the Navy, the only religious exemptions they've really given is people that were already out processing. They were on terminal leave. They were leaving the military service. The only ones that got an exemption were already going out the door. So everybody else has been denied. And this guy says, no, I want to stay in, but I want to not have to take the jab. All the reasons we've talked about this morning about how it is not safe and effective. There is no proof of that, absolutely zero. There's only the lie that is being told almost universally, and there's a lot of other evidence that indicates that it is not safe and effective, and the VAERS report is just one indication. We've got reports that have been surfacing in regards to the military personnel and a lot of the egregious difficulties they're having since they started administering the jab. So here's a guy that said, no, you didn't really do what the religious act requires, and you didn't look at it, and the courts agreed with him. They're saying you can't relieve him from his duty and you can't punish him. So here we go. They're keeping this guided missile ship in port.
When good people stand up, wonderful things happen, ladies and gentlemen. So when we get back for Dr. Bradley, will China pull an invasion of Taiwan? Will Taiwan's response be similar to the Ukraine's? We'll talk about these worrisome crises in seconds.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course, I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and, you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Come on, my fellow Americans. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips when Dr. Scott Bradley's on the radio. So do you think that Taiwan will be invaded by China? Will they follow the lead of Russia and the Ukraine? And what will America do? What do you think will happen there? Are we seeing a pattern that's going to take hot spots and make them, quadruple hot spots? What do you think, Dr. Bradley?
You know, I don't know as anybody really cares what I think. I mean, I know I thank you for asking me, but to tell you the truth, you know, we know from reading the scriptures there'll be wars and rumors of the wars that will be going on in these last days. We also know that we have absolutely flaky, failed administration over this nation at this time. You know, you could say absolutely from that these are going to happen. On the other hand, you could say, well, you know what? China's taken over the world one economic decision after another without having to fire a shot. I mean, they are in the catbird seat. They're literally in position to take the dollar out of its ascendancy as the world currency because of so many things that are happening. The Russians are going to be looking to the Chinese more and more probably for some, you know, support in regards to what's going on in the Ukraine. And you know, it's why would China want a war right now when they're getting everything they want without having to make any steps? It's just a little patience. Everything will fall into their hands like ripe fruit. So it's hard to say what's going to happen. I will say this, though, that there's been a virtually everything we've been, every war we've been involved in since World War II has been because of unconstitutional founding fathers basically warned against entangling alliances. And we can prove that every way to Sunday, as we say. But everything else, I mean, you think of the Southeast Asia debacle that happened, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, CETO. You look at the NATO alignments that are attempting to bring us into this war with Ukraine. But where we've been, you know, whether it's Bosnia or Afghanistan or wherever, the NATO alignments have happened that have brought that about. But the words of the founding fathers were, number one, don't get entangled in alliances. Number two, you're a fool, and I'm abbreviating it a little bit, you're a fool to think that a treaty automatically brings us into war. But with back in 1954, I believe it was, and it was effective at least through 1980, a Sino-American Mutual Defense Treaty. It's for the basically protect the island of Taiwan against the invasion of People's Republic of China. And so there's going to be people that are going to say we're obligated to step in and protect Taiwan if something like that happens. And there's little, you know, tit-for-tat kind of things that happen in the little channel between the two mainland and that island and everything. But there's going to be, I mean, I can guarantee that Lindsey Graham will not be happy unless we're killing Marines if something happens over in Taiwan. So whether it's going to happen or not, I can't come up with a good reason that China would come up with, because they're already getting what they want with the disastrous international policies or lack thereof of the Biden administration. So why would they attack? Their economic strength.
Yeah, so my prediction is it will not happen now, Dr. Bradley. But eventually, okay, at some point in history, it will happen. The timing is not right. As long as they're continuing to get what they want, They'll relax. There's no value in making things worse. However, there's also another serious issue to be concerned about as well. A worrisome crisis is unfolding in Africa. Believe it or not, they say militaries have launched successful coups in 5 countries in that region and have attempted in at least 4 others since 2020. So while you and I are distracted with COVID, they've literally had coups in Africa in 5 partner countries or whatever you want to say. And 4 of them they've tried and not been successful so far. But that's 9 in just 2 years that most Americans haven't even heard about. So we're in over 130 nations militarily speaking, and things are getting hot. And the only way I can see to calm things down is for the United States to get out, to retract, to back off, to avoid foreign entanglements, and to lead by, putting a light on a hill, being the lead in honest, open trade, being the leader in free markets, being the leader in, okay, that's the only way that I believe we can reduce and avert a lot of this, Dr. Bradley, but we seem to be at the thick of every single one of them.
Well, and that's by design. I mean, every single arrangement we're in is a regional arrangement under the United Nations. NATO was, CETO was, all of these arrangements that we are drawn into war with, they're harkened back to the United Nations agreement, and then the treaty ties it back into that. And by the way, treaty that I was telling you about moments ago with Taiwan, it was kind of superseded by a Taiwan Relations Act that some of the contents of the act survived the treaty and everything. It kind of falls short of promising Taiwan direct military assistance, but a lot are going to turn to that. And you're right, we need to show by example the value of what we bring with a free market and everything, the freedom, God-given rights, all of those things. Show by example and quit trying to enforce and convert by the sword everything around the world. But I suspect with those people that are at the head of the government, if you will, in positions of a bully pulpit that they can share with everybody in the world at any time, like the Lindsey Grahams of the world, they're going to beat the war drums regardless. And I think that if we had a solid, substantive, diplomatic core that was able to establish a foreign policy that was based upon the original intent of the American Founding Fathers, first of all, we wouldn't be in all these scrapes all over the world. But second of all, a lot of other countries would be looking to us and saying, wait, how do they do that? I hearken back to back in...
Well, hold on, doctor. And more than how do they do that, they'd say, how do I become part of that?
Exactly.
And I don't mean they want to give up their sovereignty and not have their own country. I'm saying they would want to look at our blueprint and enact methods to follow that success story, which is what happened in the early part of the greatest country on the face of the earth.
We were the most copied constitution in the world. They applied it poorly, but I think back in September of 1963, I went to see John F. Kennedy. Of course, it wasn't an invitation to the White House, but he came to Salt Lake City and he did his little entourage through the city, and then he went over to the Tabernacle on Temple Square and gave a speech. It was the largest venue in the town at the time. And in that, he really chastened the United States for what he termed isolationism. And he hearkened to, you mentioned Africa. There was a huge, huge communist takeover going on in Congo. The United Nations was helping it happen. There was a breakaway province called Katanga at the time. That was a Western-based kind of economy and everything. The United Nations was bombing them into the communist regime that was over the rest of Congo. Kennedy fully supported that. And, you know, this was back in 63, people, and our support has been for the establishment and spread of the communist socialist red blanket, if you will, that's been covering America, I mean the world, it's largely covering America too. But the fact of the matter is the United States has facilitated all over the world these kind of coup d'etats that have brought less liberty instead of more liberty. And Kennedy chastened the nation for not getting behind the idea that we had to bomb Katanga back into the Congo. Katanga, like I say, was a Western-based economy. They had They had civilization. They had an economy. They had peace and everything else like that. They just wanted to be on their own. And we helped them get lassoed into the communist regime. And Kennedy spoke very, very extensively about that in Salt Lake City back in September of 1963. But the point of the matter is, these things are happening. The scriptures tell us that they're going to happen. We could avoid it through righteousness and through the proper application of principle. We could be an example. People would look to us, seek to emulate it. And I think a lot of their own challenges would be mitigated by the fact that more people knew about the real Americanist principles that made us the greatest, freest, strongest, most happy, and most prosperous nation in the world. But the way it is, we want to bomb them into submission.
Yeah, and the way it is, it's just going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to have wars and rumors of wars, and as we, as an immoral people, involve ourselves in unjust wars and interactions. You can expect more of the same unless we turn to God and repent. I want to end talking about Doritos. Yeah, it turns out that the Dorito makers are removing chips to keep bags the same price. So when you buy a bag, it'll be the same, you know, bag. It just has less chips in it. Company blames inflation as the cause. So even your Doritos are affected now by Joe Biden's policies, Dr. Bradley.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, when you go and buy a bag of Doritos someday or anything, and it has one chip in it. I mean, you look at what gasoline has done in the last couple of weeks. You look at what has done in the last couple of years, for crying out loud. It is not just this. I mean, they blame it on, oh, look what Russia's doing. 3% of the fuel could possibly be linked to that in the United States. But the fact of the matter is, what's happening is our inflationary efforts over the last couple of years and longer, of course, it's been decades, where we've been creating money out of thin air, you know, the Federal Reserve, the creature from Jekyll Island, all that kind of stuff is happening, and it's starting to catch up with us. Gas, I think, 2 years ago was like something like $2.79 per gallon on average. Look at it now. In my little community, it's $4.79 per gallon, and it's like, holy cow, what is going on? Well, it's because we got more dollars chasing goods and services that are either the same as they were or even less available because of a lot of reasons, and it's driving price up. So, you know, it's the idea of we've got so many dollars chasing things, and there aren't enough goods and services to buy with them, so they're bidding the price up. So it's just absurd what's actually going on right now, and it's funny to me that you found a Dorito story. I mean, you look at the candy bars. I think of candy bars when I was a kid and went to the movie and bought a Big Hunk or a pom-poms box or something. You look at them now, they're like miniature sized of what they were, you know, back in the 50s, you know. And so everything's
affected. When I was a kid, you could buy the big ones for a quarter.
You could buy the Big Hunk for,
a nickel.
5 cents. Yeah,
nickel
for when I was
so,
a kid.
Anyway, I only bring up the Doritos because it kind of really brings it home to the average American about the inflation that's taking place. And what are you going to say? Hey, you got to blame that on Russia? Is Russia responsible for the Doritos too? So it just demonstrates in this one headline, really the problem that we're facing. It's a huge problem. And it's because Barack and Trump and Biden, I'm going to give you the last three presidents, they all literally promoted this hand out the money to the point of $5 trillion plus dollars. And when you print that much money, you create a moral hazard, and inflation is your enemy now. And it's creating basically a hidden, but now not so hidden, tax on we the people. And the only way to solve this is to go back to honest money. The only way to solve the problems we're facing is to repent and turn to God. The principles of the founders are evident everywhere. All we need to do is embrace them, ladies and gentlemen. And when we do, wonderful things will happen. If we don't, you can expect more of the same to just continue to abuse every one of us in every aspect of our lives, all the way down to the crunch of a Dorito. Thanks so much for being alongside for the ride. For Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. FreedomsRisingSun.com for Dr. Bradley's incredible book and series, as well as his weekly webinars. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.